Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. I'm Alice Fraser. Not that Alice Fraser, this Alice Fraser, the Alice Fraser from this dimension. Yeah, the one that you're listening in right now. Nobody was more surprised than me, Alice Fraser, on the 1st of January this year that there was an alternate universe version of myself who'd been doing a very successful daily news satire podcast in a parallel universe. Since last week, we began to communicate properly with that Alice Fraser via the glitch in the space-time continuum, and we asked the glitch in the space-time continuum about how it felt doing a 7-day work week. Since then, I've decided I'll be doing a weekly roundup of the episodes instead of taking a step back from the harrowing glimpses into the 24-hour news cycle to peep into their weekend magazine. We'll be doing a weekly roundup of The Last Post presented by Alice Fraser. That Alice Fraser, not me. That roundup will be presented by me, Alice Fraser. Despite some panicked and frankly stupid emails from The Last Post listenership, every podcast will continue to go out daily in that dimension. It's just here that we're cutting down to a 6-day work week in order to give the space-time glitch a day off. If you think that's lazy, I invite you to wish yourself good luck. All that said, today's episode marks the 11th of July, 2020, and features a roundup of the best of that dimension's news reports from this week. On Monday, the 6th of July, 2020, in episode 188, tech billionaire Josh Gondelman brought us all the latest happenings in tech, and Alice Fraser was remarkably funny.
What I've had more success with is facial obfuscation technology, right? If you don't want your face recognized, there's a lot of things you can do. I mean, the traditional stalking over the face, that's classic, but what I've got is kind of a holographic projection that makes your face slightly less recognizable. This is the entry level price, right? For only $19.99 per month, you can have facial obfuscation where when people see you, they go, did you do something with your hair? Or are those new glasses? And it's just, you know, it throws people off a little bit, gives you a little time to maybe run away or something. And then for the premium tier, that's $75 a month, your face will be replaced holographically with the face of John Travolta or Nicolas Cage. And that app, of course, is called Second New Face On.
And this is from episode 189, which happened on Tuesday, the 7th of July of the year 2020. Disgraced yoga instructor Charlie George brought us an update on Crap Towns news, which featured the current trend in town twinning, while Alice Fraser was remarkably amusing.
Swindon has been twinned with Walt Disney World in a competition. A competition entry. I guess you just put all of your entries actually went into the voucher box and they were pulled at random by someone who was pretending to be the mayor. And Swindon is actually my hometown. And yeah, what is it when it comes to mind when you think of a magical land full of happiness and laughter where dreams come true? Swindon. So it came in first.
What's Swindon like?
Well, I often tell people where I'm from. Well, people ask me a lot, where are you from? And then they say, no, really. And then I say, Swindon. And then they say, Sweden. And then I say, no, not Sweden. That's cool. I'm from Swindon. but Swindon actually has a blog called Swindon is shit. .blog.tumblr.com. And there's a really great section here, actually, in some Swindon crap news. Swindon has a chance to pull itself out of the mire of cultural inadequacy that it finds itself in, and proving to everyone that it's not just shit, but as usual, it is shit. The council gave the town the keys to an old bingo hall, which they've called it Mecca. Apparently it's an acronym for Music, Entertainment, Cultural Arena, and not particularly racially sensitive. It opened with a boxing match and two club nights, and then closed immediately. It doesn't have a website, and the council is no longer using it. So that's an insight into the cultural delights of Swindon there.
And last post favourite celebrity dick deflector and self-help guru Tiff Stevenson entered our ears on Wednesday the 8th of July 2020 with episode 190, which was a social media platform roundup tour of our oversaturated social media landscape alongside a very entertaining Alice Fraser.
I've tried to sign up for Parler, but it asked for my allegiances, then said my phone would burn up after reading it, like in Mission Impossible. I'm joking. I haven't tried to sign up, but I have seen it described as the Fox News of apps, so I've sort of just left it. But I did finally break and join TikTok. So which country owns my data now? Is it China? I think it's China. I think I feel like my gran must have felt when I handed her my Tamagotchi, just upset and confused. I'm trying to navigate my way around it, but having been on there, I do think that this app is causing teenagers to have too much confidence.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In their terrible dance routines, in their ability to lip sync and think it's entertaining. So yeah.
On Thursday the 9th of July 2020, celebrity back from his latest and most gruesome reality television series, Andrew Zaltzman, joined an Alice Fraser who was on top form on episode 191 to update us on the current climate in women in sports.
But it's interesting, women's sport has enjoyed a great resurgence, not really a resurgence because it's not so much coming back. Although there have been times when it was more popular in the past until, for example, the FA banned women from playing football on its grounds for 50 years from, I think it was 1920, 21, because, well, why not? And for a long time, men controlled things like football, all sports, life and women. And men decreed in our infinite wisdom that women as a species were not suited to the pursuit of sport. But in recent years, as I said, women's sport has been expanding, helped by things like a belated sense of social justice and duty to, at best, partially compensate for decades, centuries even of patriarchal condescension and genderial repression. Stuff like that has helped, plus realising that women might actually spend money on sport as well as men. So I think it's a commercial thing.
to wrap up the week, we had episode 192. A truly hilarious Alice Fraser was once again joined by Tiff Stevenson on Friday the 10th of July 2020 with a feminist guide to the US election and some considerations on how to even out the dick-driven political landscape.
Trump could lose and just refuse to leave. I think we need to find out. I've been talking about this recently. We need to find out if he's had any kind of plastic surgery done. Because what I will say is that any male president or prime minister that has had cosmetic surgery is not leaving office democratically. Think about it. Gaddafi, Putin, Berlusconi, like they're not leaving.
That's a man who believes that reality is his to shape.
Exactly.
I think we should go back to the old ways and just line up all the candidates and release a falcon, and whichever one the falcon tries to claw the eyes out of, that's your ruler now.
Oh, that's an amazing... Yeah, I mean, will we still have women in the race as well? They've got to risk
sure.
it in their eyes.
Falcons, yeah. Women can have their eyes clawed out by falcons as much as men
yeah.
can.
Equality.
And a highlight compilation this week of stupidest letters to the editor from the other Alice Fraser, who, let's be frank, seems to take those letters remarkably seriously. I think that's a stupid letter and you should probably print it out and eat it, Mike. This is an insanely stupid question. I don't know why you would ask it to me. And thank you for writing in to The Last Post. Remember, you too can send a really f***ing stupid question in to The Last Post.
Thank you so much for your stupid letter.
Thank you for this letter, Danny. And this is not a wildly stupid letter, because I'm assuming, Tiff, this is very exciting. I'm assuming this is a letter that has come from the alternate universe. Thank you for listening to the weekly roundup from The Last Post today. You can subscribe to get all the latest news from this dimension at The Last Post in your podcatcher, and go over to the feed if you want to listen to this whole week in full again. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative, A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, on Twitter and Instagram, or sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again on Monday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.